guys, welcome to another episode of Polar Opposites. I'm Justin.
And I'm Nikki. You guys, we have a Patreon now. So I want to say this at the beginning of the episode in case you don't listen to the whole thing. But it's
you should anyway.
But it's a really great way to support us and help us grow. We're kind of broke.
and
just being honest.
Like, with hosting a podcast, like the money that we use to host the podcast comes out of our own pocket.
Yeah. So it's just a nice way for you to support us, anything from $2 to anything you want, really.
Yeah, and we have bonus content on there. So we have bonus episodes that y'all get like days ahead of everybody else. Y'all will also receive a shout out based on how much you donate. So you'll get a shout out on the podcast and on our Instagram account as well. Any clip that we cut out from prior episodes that weren't released, y'all will get access to that.
Yeah, basically like cut scenes, you know, behind the scenes, cut scenes. It'll be really cool. Thank you guys so much for supporting us as much as you have all of this time. We love you guys so much.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll just dive into our episode.
Yeah. So this week has been interesting. I just want to say that if you guys have T-Mobile and you haven't activated your T-Mobile Tuesday, y'all need to get on that because...
For real, I was sleeping on it for a good 3 years and then I got it. I was like, damn, there's hella rewards.
Yeah, y'all get a lot of rewards that I didn't even know. So this week they had free Panda Express meal. So you get a bowl for free.
Fried rice or chow mein with orange chicken. Yeah. I was like, this is a whole meal for free.
Right. And before they had a 2 month thing where you got to get a drink for free from Dunkin' Donuts. And it's a pretty good, decent sized drink. And that was like for free.
Yeah. And every week they have 10 cents off per gallon at Shell.
Yeah. Which I know you might think that 10 cents is not a lot, but
for gas, it is.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's awesome. And if you have T-Mobile also, you get Netflix for free. At least I do. So, y'all should get on that.
Yeah, T-Mobile is really great. Honestly, my family, we had Sprint for years. I don't know why. It was terrible. Because whenever I moved to Austin, I had no service anywhere. Like, I would go to class and not have service. And then people would text me and I would just miss it.
I feel like everybody had Sprint at one point before they saw the light.
My family had it for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, we had it for a long-ass time. And my dad would always cuss out the Sprint. People would be like, do you not understand English? Like, he would get mad at them. It was annoying. But finally, we made the switch to T-Mobile and we haven't looked back since.
They should sponsor us.
They should. T-Mobile, if you're listening, we're looking for an advertiser. If you'd love to advertise with us, we'd appreciate it.
We love your product, and yes, we'll share it with the world.
Of course. But no, there's been some controversy this week. People saying things, talking out of their neck this week.
Out of their neck.
Yeah.
Or out of their ass.
The first one that talked out of their neck this week was Scarlett Johansson. So Scarlett Johansson has been under some controversy in the past because she's been accused of whitewashing or accepting roles that Asian people are supposed to play.
Yeah, so this thing in Hollywood where they cast white actors or actresses for roles that are meant for more ethnic minority people.
Basically, anybody that's not white. So so she said a quote in a magazine, and here's what she said. She said, "You know, as an actor, I should be allowed to play any person or any tree or any animal because that's my job and the requirements of my job. I feel like it's a trend in my business and it needs to happen for various social reasons. Yet there are times it does get uncomfortable when it affects the art because I feel like art should be free of restrictions. I think society would be more connected if we just allowed others to have their own feelings and not expect everyone to feel the same way we do." So people got mad because they felt like she's in a way defending her like right to play roles that are supposed to be Asian or supposed to be like whatever, because in addition to her accepting a role that was supposed to be Asian, she also was going to play a transgender person, and people got mad because
you could have a transgender person play a transgender person.
Right.
I think the big thing with this is that minorities historically have not gotten a lot of roles, and there have been a lot of roles where white people have been playing minority roles.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this, I don't know if she understands really the significance of it. It's when you're not represented in Hollywood for so long. It's like, why should white people continue to play roles meant for other people?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are minorities who are out there and want these roles. There are trans people who want to be actors and actresses and can play these roles. So why not cast them?
The thing is, I think this is a slippery slope because people make the same argument when it comes to straight actors playing gay characters. And I think that's a slippery slope because I think straight people should be able to play gay people. I think what Hollywood needs to do is give, like, I guess gay people more opportunities to play gay characters and to see themselves fully represented on screen. Because think about it, if the shoe was on the other foot and gay people were, like, taking a lot of straight people's part, like, that's the same problem, you know? So how do you fix that? Because you can't, you know, have your cake and eat it too.
Very true, but I guess it's all, part of it is representation, and part of it is also, like, availability and skill of actors and actresses, because I guess you don't necessarily want to cast people who aren't qualified for a role, you know? Because, say, okay, I'm really searching for this actor that is Black and they're trans. There might not be a lot of those people out there for you to cast in that role. So I can understand that viewpoint of we're just going to cast someone and they can play something that they aren't necessarily in real life.
Because I do think that for a trans character, a trans actor should play that role. Because I think about it, as an actor, you want to be able to challenge yourselves. And I think it's challenging as an actor to play somebody that's transgender.
I think where this gets tricky is that because you don't understand the plight of trans people. You don't understand what they've gone through.
I don't know. I think that it's a slippery slope.
I understand both sides. I understand wanting to have representation and wanting to cast people as they are in real life. But I also understand that it's not always practical. But I think in this case that you could have an Asian actress easily. There are a lot of them out there.
And especially Asian for role. A role that's meant to be Asian. Yeah. Like, come on. And I think that the controversy is that she's not being understanding of what exactly she's doing and the controversy of, like, taking roles that are meant for other people. Because, of course, minorities have a hard time as it is, like, getting roles, you know, to play minorities. And then to have a white actress play something that should be somebody else is kind of messed up.
I think her part in this would be to deny that role and say, I'm not going to play it, or to not even go up for the role and say, you guys need to be casting someone who fits the character.
Yeah. And I don't want to speak for her. What I got from her comments is that as an actor, I want to be able to challenge myself and challenge myself and do different things.
What I didn't like about it is, like, I can play any tree, any animal. Of course you can. Of course you can. Trees and animals do not have races and ethnicities.
But there's a difference between wanting to challenge yourself and saying I can play anything. So if there's a Black character I'm supposed to play, let me wear blackface and portray this character. Okay, it then just doesn't you work have an issue. Because, let a Black woman play that role.
Yeah, there's this whole thing with race also. So just, I think Emma Stone played this character that was supposed to be Asian or Hawaiian or something like that, but she's clearly white. So it just does not, it doesn't have the same impact if you're telling a story about culture and you don't fit the cultural profile.
It doesn't make any sense. But she has apologized for that, whereas Scarlett Johansson is, like, being defensive about it. So it's all about your approach. Understand that there's people that don't get access to roles. And learning. Scarlett, the thing that is that I'm thinking of now is Scarlett Johansson. She was, like, at one time one of the highest paid actresses. She has no trouble finding and getting roles. So you're privileged already. And it's like, well, I should be able to, like, maintain my... It's just not a good look. You know what I mean? Because she's in the Avengers movie. She's a top actress in Hollywood. Like, yeah, come on. You're the most privileged.
She's been in so many movies. Come on. So just deny the role, Scarlett. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Another person that has been causing controversy is Jermaine Dupri. So Jermaine Dupri was being interviewed, and the interviewers asked him a question, and here's what he had to say.
Mention other female rappers. Do you have a favorite right now in the rap game?
Cardi B, Nicki, Megan Thee Stallion. Stand out to you?
I can't really say.
Not a Cardi B fan?
You know, the reason why I can't say is because I feel like they all rapping about the same thing, and I don't feel like that. I don't think they're showing us who's the best rapper. I think they're trying to show, for me, it's like strippers rapping. And I don't, as far as rap goes, I'm not getting who is the best rapper. I'm getting like, okay, you got a story about you dancing in the club. You got a story about you dancing in the club. You got a story about you dancing in the club. Okay, all right. Who's getting ready? Who's going to be the rapper?
So different. Yeah. What is the thing that you want to see if you're not like...
Just more. I mean, I feel like at some point, somebody's going to have to break out of that mold and just show us, you know, talk about other things. Like rap, just rap about other things besides that.
So I think that's wild. I think that he obviously doesn't listen to female rappers to say that female rappers, all they make is stripper music. It makes no sense.
To me, it doesn't make sense because there have been so many male rappers out there that rap about the same thing. So I don't know why it's a big deal or it's something for him to comment about when it comes to female rappers. I think there's been this whole thing of putting female rappers against each other, mm-hmm. saying, like, one of them has to be number one, Cardi versus Nicki. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, why can't they all be great at what they do? Right. Why, like, I don't see people, like, male rappers like against pitting each them other. Against each other. Yeah, I don't see that happening. So
why? I think it's because since there's less women, there's this idea that there's
only one can be
only
the best.
One female rapper, only one top girl. But that's not the case. But let everybody
if
eat.
If there's room for all these male rappers, why can't there be room for many female rappers? I just don't understand what the problem is.
There's great female rappers. People consider Lizzo a rapper, but I don't
like,
know if she's
a
rapper.
How many Lil Pump, Lil Twist, Lil Wayne, Lil... Ooh.
Who are all rapping about the same thing? Drugs, money, girls, strippers, whatever. Like, they all rap about the same thing. So to say that women, that's all they rap about is their body parts or whatever, it doesn't make sense.
Because
it's true on both sides. If they're rapping about that, the guys are also rapping about the same thing. So, because there's Tierra Whack, there's... Young, well, I don't know what Young
Ma.
There's who
else? She
definitely
doesn't rap about the same thing.
Rhapsody, some rapper named Kamaya. There's a whole lot of other like edge pushing like rappers that don't rap about that. So he needs to like educate himself on female rap and learn that not all of them are rapping about that. And yeah. Even if they are, who cares? Because when Cardi B like deviated away from her usual music and made Be Careful, people are like, oh, what is this? I don't like that. Like, what is this?
People are so critical of women. I think just people are against women. They don't want us to be great.
They don't. Some people don't. But he made a fool of himself. Another thing that I saw was The Lion King. This live action movie came out and it's been hyped a lot. And I looked at the early Rotten Tomatoes score and it had
terrible.
A 57. A 57.
I feel like this partly ties into my hot take from last week and that people are getting tired of these live remakes. We need something new. We need something fresh. We've had The Lion King. The Lion King is amazing. I watched it this weekend. But...
The animated version.
Yeah, the anime, like the original Lion King. But I don't know. I watched a preview and I really didn't think, oh, I want to see this movie.
I don't know. I've never been a Disney kid, so all of the Disney projects don't excite me. But I was, like, shook whenever I saw the Rotten Tomatoes score and it was not high at all. Because what I've also been annoyed by is how people are obsessed that Beyonce's in the movie.
People are calling it Beyonce's movie. It's not Beyonce's movie. She is not playing Simba. She is playing the adult
Nala. A minor
character. So...
Like, the way that people are hyping it up... And that song, Spirit, that she released, too. Mm. That's okay. Like, that's a decent song.
It's not her movie. It's really not.
Like, they're making it all about her to the point when people are going to interviews
on Jimmy
Fallon.
Y'all are
going to
be disappointed.
They will be.
If you think it's Beyonce's movie, you're going to be disappointed.
In the commercial, she was like, Lions, are you with me? And I was like, oh, my God.
The thing is, her character doesn't come in until so late in the movie.
And it's annoying because Beyonce is such a big figure that whatever she's a part of, people are interested to know. So Seth Rogen went on, I think, like Jimmy Fallon or something. And guess what they were asking about? Beyonce.
Ask like, about him. Like, there are other big actors and actresses in this movie that are doing big things. And honestly, that have bigger roles than the adult Nala.
I think it's because she's so elusive. She doesn't give interviews. Nobody knows anything about her. So people want to, like,
know. That's what I'm saying. This whole idea of Beyonce and, like, holding her up to this pedestal and, like, that she's a goddess. It's just crazy to me.
Because I respect her talent. I think she's a legend. She's going to go down in history. And she's the best performer of our generation.
I know people are about to start attacking us, too.
I'm not. They shouldn't be attacking me because I'm just spilling nothing but truth. So
no, it is the truth. It's not her movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw that. So Lion King is going to drop, I guess, by the time this I don't even know when it comes out. But it's going to come out soon. So I might see it.
Thursday.
I might not. Okay. So if y'all see it, let us know what you thought about it. Is it as good or as bad as people are making it out to be?
Because movies come out on Thursdays now, right? Like, even if the release date's like Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll be out on Thursday, I think the 18th. But I'll probably go see it because I won't have to pay for it. But I'm not expecting anything great.
I've heard that it's just a carbon copy of the old one, but I guess you'll see.
I mean, what else are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to change the story?
They added 30 minutes of extra content that deviates from the old movie. So we'll see.
I'm intrigued.
So, Nikki, we're going to send Nikki as our sideline reporter to go report on the movie and see what it is.
And I'll be back with the tea.
Yeah. So, if y'all see it, let us know what y'all think about it and see if your opinion matches with Nikki's after she sees it.
Okay. So, this episode is a little bit different. So, you guys know we usually have our hot takes, and a couple weeks ago I had a hot take about Rihanna, and y'all were upset. Ate that up.
Yeah.
You're very upset. So, this episode is basically going to be all hot takes.
Yeah, your favorite segment gets a whole ass episode. So, yeah, hot takes it is for this entire episode. So, I hope you guys are intrigued by our hot takes.
Yeah, I think we're just going to alternate. I'll go, Justin will go, and so on.
All right, Nikki, you're up. What is one of your many hot takes this week?
This is something I think will make people a little bit mad. The Office is not as funny as you make it out to be.
Yeah, people are going to be hella mad. I think The Office is one of the most popular shows ever. And it's one of those, like, I wouldn't say it's a cult movie because it's so popular, or TV
it's
show.
Because so many people watched it, so many people quote it. There's just, I don't know, people are really obsessed with
it. I don't care about The Office. My brother and my sister are obsessed with it. They would watch it. My brother has seen it like 3 times over and over. And hearing that theme song, it just makes me not even watch it.
Okay, so the funny thing is, I watched the entire thing through on Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just want a show that I can have on in the background and watch, but I don't really need to be paying attention to it to know what's going on. So I started watching it again for a second time, and I was like, this is not that funny. Like,
really? The second time watching it?
Yeah, I was like, this is not that funny. A lot of these jokes are not funny.
To me, it's just like, I don't like comedies.
Crude, it was rude, it was like racist, sexist, all of this stuff. And I was like, this is really not what people make it out to be.
No, like literally, I think if you ask somebody on the street if they've seen The Office, they'll be like, yeah, I love this. I love Dan. I love this. I love this. Because all people talk about when I hear The Office, yeah, I love Gretchen and Huizel and whatever their names are. Like, I don't care about The Office.
Also, people really highly romanticize Jim and Pam's relationship. Like, they make it out to be this wonderful, beautiful fairy tale love story when Jim was trying to get with Pam while she was engaged. That's not some happy love story.
I have no idea what Nikki's talking about because I've never seen The Office. I probably never will.
But if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. People romanticize it to be more than it is. Like, it's a fun little comedy, I guess, but it's not that great.
No.
It's just really not.
I actually agree with that hot
take. Parks and Rec is actually better than The Office.
Hot take.
Parks and Rec is better than The Office.
Okay. So one of my hot takes is about paper straws. So everybody cares about the environment these days. Everybody wants to save the whales or whatever. So the substitute to plastic straws is paper straws. And to me, paper straws is trash.
Okay, I honestly agree. But there is another alternative. There's having your own like metal straw that you carry around, which I haven't done yet. But I don't like paper straws. One, they get soggy. Mm-hmm. And I don't like feeling like there's paper in my mouth.
It's disgusting. How are you supposed to enjoy your drink when there's all this trash remnants from the paper in your drink? Also, the reason why I also say that paper straws are trash, if you want to save the environment, there's so much bigger things you can do than just changing up what kind of straw you use. The car that you're driving, that damages the earth, and yet you're still driving a car.
Imagine
if everybody decided to bike instead of driving
a lot
car.
Of people in Austin do. I mean, that's where I live, so that's what I see.
Yeah.
But a lot of people in Austin actually bike. Like, I've had a couple of professors who, like, don't drive a car.
Really. Yeah, why? Like, if you're really about saving the earth, stop driving your car and stop caring about paper straws, because your car is, trust me, making more of a difference to the earth than just a straw.
I think there's so many things you can do. I don't think it's like, oh, you have to do this one thing or that one thing. Do what you can. Contribute how you can. If you don't like paper straws, don't use them.
No, but people demonize other people. They're like, oh, why are you using a plastic straw? Leave me alone.
That's extreme. Honestly, I've never experienced that, so I can't comment on that. If I'm going somewhere and I don't like ice in my face, okay? I don't like when the ice is hitting my mouth. I just want to slurp the drink. I want it to be cold. I don't want the ice in my mouth, in my face.
Yeah, let us enjoy our stuff. Stop demonizing us. We don't want to use paper straws.
Has anyone done that to you?
Yes, they're like, Justin, do you know that paper straw or plastic straws ruin the environment? I was like, who cares?
I mean, I care.
I care about the environment, but let me enjoy my drink.
Another hot take. My hot take is, well, let me give it a little background. A lot of people say that black people are obnoxious in the movies, right?
I've heard this many times.
Well-known
stereotype.
Yep.
If you've seen Scary Movie, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Okay, so there's a stereotype, right? But my hot take is that white people are much worse in the movies. And I promise you, next time you go to a movie, if it's even remotely a comedy, pay attention. The white people in the movie will be laughing. And things are not funny. I'll be hearing this rambunctious laughter.
And you're like looking around like, what is so funny?
Nothing is fun. Nothing funny happened. Someone will drop their drink.
It's
like,
not,
shut up.
Like, remember the TV shows where there'd be a sitcom and there's a laughing track?
Yes,
I'm like, are we supposed to be laughing
no,
at this?
No, those laugh tracks are there because it's not truly funny. And that's how white people laugh in the movie.
They laugh at the stuff that we're just sitting there.
I'm just like, can I enjoy my movie? I don't need to hear your what kind of...
Your snickering
even,
your and
demonic
your giggling.
Laugh. It's so... It makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I was watching Toy Story, and there are these adults belting out laughing. That was something that was not funny. I was like, I can't even hear what they're saying because they're laughing like a cow.
Like, yeah, I get that. I agree with that hot take as well. But I will say, though, I think I've been the stereotype black person in a movie theater sometimes.
Okay,
there was that time we saw Us, and I was like, oh my god, oh shit! Or
honestly, I think we were all talking a lot during Us because we're like, what the fuck? What's happening?
Literally.
It was just so confusing. Okay, yeah, I've done it a couple of times, but I'm not that person who's there laughing at everything. Like, it's really unnecessary, and I don't think... It takes away from people enjoying the movie. Just shut up. If it's actually funny, then the entire theater will be laughing.
Because sometimes you think you miss something because they're laughing and
no,
you're not.
No, it'll be like one
miss?
Or two people laughing. And I'm like, if it was actually funny, everyone would be laughing, you know? If you're the only person laughing, then... Think about
hey,
if it's funny.
If people think it's funny, let them have their laughter.
Okay, laugh quietly. I can't hear what they're saying.
This also deals with movie theaters as well. So my hot take is also that, well, not also, but my hot take is that people that pay for a movie, watch the movie, end up not liking it and leave before the movie's even over are beyond privilege. If you have
no,
the...
No,
yes,
no, 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 no,
yes,
no, no,
yes,
no,
yes.
No. Okay, the thing with this is, okay, it's a sunk cost. You have already spent the movie. You're just wait. If you don't like it, if you truly don't like it, you're wasting more of your time that you could be doing something else than watching this terrible
No, but
movie.
You've already devoted your time into coming and watching a movie. If
no.
you spent the money on the food and
it's
on the ticket.
It's already gone. Either way, you can't get the money back.
You can't get the money back.
But you can go and have a better experience
no,
with the time you would have spent
I
watching
said that
a terrible movie.
You're privileged because you're spending money on something that you're not even gonna like enjoy.
But the thing is, you wouldn't know before. I don't think that's a privilege because there are times where I've sat through an entire movie because I went with someone else where I hated that movie. And I feel like I just wasted my time when I could have been doing. I could have been sleeping, laying at home.
Yeah, but you're gonna get your money's worth. How do you know that the movie's not gonna turn around and
oh,
get
God.
Better? Because
no.
you just stop in the middle of it. You never
Some
get to see
are
the
just
end.
Bad.
You
okay,
can...
but you know this. You start a lot of movies and you don't finish.
Not because
them.
I don't like it, just because I get sidetracked. Mm-hmm. I have ADD, as you know. I just can't. Watch something sometimes because I just get sidetracked.
No, like whenever I went to see Captain America with my sisters, I felt terrible that I stayed there the entire time. It was just a terrible movie. Also, I think my sisters took me to see Twilight, the last one, something moon. I don't even remember. Eclipse. I don't know. Whatever it was, the baseball one. And it turned out to be a dream or a vision or something.
I was
like,
never
the
into
past
those
hour and a half, I've been looking at a dream or a vision. I just sat here wasting my time.
No.
I was like, I would rather be doing something else.
If I'm paying for a movie, if I'm paying for food, I've already allotted this much time to watch a movie. I'm going to stick through it. You never know if the movie's going to get better. And then I can give a full opinion on it. How can you go into the movie and somebody says, oh, you saw this movie? Yeah, but I didn't finish it. You don't know how it ends. You don't know whatever everybody else is going to be talking about because you walked out in the middle of it, wasted the money that you spent on the ticket. I think that's
like
a waste.
If a movie is going to be good, it won't take you... You won't have to wait till the end for it to be good.
No, that's not necessarily true. There's been some movies that I've watched that I was like, okay, this is boring. I don't like this. I stuck through it and I ended up liking
that's
the movie.
That's never happened to me.
So,
I know early on if I'm going to like a movie or not. I'm not one to really leave the movies. I guess because I'm usually going with other people. Actually, there's one time I went with a couple of friends and we left the movie because it just wasn't good.
That's dumb.
I would
stick through it because if I'm spending money, I'm going to just watch it, stick through it.
But what
if
you could
like
go
it.
Be doing something else that's
like
fun
what?
For free? Anything.
No, I've already spent money. I'm not rich like that to
be
spending money doing something else when I've
what
already...
What did I just say?
Like
Genty.
No, I don't care. I'm going to watch the movie that I paid for, bottom line, period.
I can't relate. I would not do. If I really did not like a movie, I could be doing something else. I feel like some of the guys might feel some type of way about this. Mm. The men out there.
Okay.
So my hot take is that boys should also be taught about menstrual cycles.
I think that's true. I think some people might disagree because if you're not a woman, it's not your problem. You bleed, I don't. That's your issue. But I don't know. I still don't know everything about the menstrual cycle. I'm not saying
you need to know everything about it, but I think boys should be taught that it's a thing that girls go through, and it's something you shouldn't be making fun of a girl because she has a blood spot on her pants.
Do people do that?
Yes. Kids, like, younger boys do that because they don't know about it. They don't even know what it is.
Well, speaking of blood spots, there was this girl in my class my senior year of college, and she was sitting down, and then when she got up, there was a blood droplet on the chair, and I was disgusted.
Okay, it's not something you can control. That's the whole...
You can't control that?
How can you control it?
I've never seen any blood spots before that day. That
happens to people because, one, okay, everyone's period is different. But for me, usually, I can tell when it's coming because I'm in terrible pain. But some people, they don't really know when it's coming. Ugh. So, like, what if you're unprepared and you just bleed and you don't even know it? See the face you're making? If you had to go through that, you would
understand. I just don't like blood.
Imagine blood coming out of your vagina every month. I don't like it.
That's why I keep saying it sucks to be a woman, honestly.
It really does, but I think boys should be taught about it, one, so they can just be aware of what it is, and that's something that girls go through on a normal basis, and it's something that is normal. Although it might look scary to you or whatever, and you don't want to talk about it, I think you should still know about it. Like, if you're, say you're straight, you're going to have a girlfriend or a wife or a daughter. Anyone could have a daughter, really. Mm-hmm. You should just know about these things and not be afraid to talk about them and approach them. It's one of those things
I think men are
everyone
like
everyone deals with.
They tiptoe around that stuff. Like that's a woman's
pads.
Issue.
Like if I have a boyfriend, I don't have one. If I had a boyfriend, I should be able to ask him, "Hey, can you go get me pads
without
or
it being weird?"
Like, you feel some type of way about going to a store and buying this.
Well, it's part of it is people's like men's masculinity.
I don't think
men
any,
are just
yeah,
so
I don't
stupid.
Think any. If I was at a store and I was checking someone out and they had a tampon, I wouldn't care.
Like
in my mind, I'm not thinking, oh, you have a period or you're bleeding out of your...
Like, come
I'm not
on.
Thinking that. So I don't think anyone's looking at you like, oh, why are you buying pads? Obviously, it's for someone else.
Interesting take. Yeah, people will feel some type of way about that.
Because boys are like, oh, what's that? Blood, period.
Yeah, but the more you know, the more you understand, then you're less likely to react like that.
Yeah, I think it'll also make girls feel safer in that space, because especially when you're young and you're having your first period.
You feel ashamed.
You feel ashamed, and like you might have an accident at school or wherever you are, and it's not something that people like, ew, what is that? You know?
But yeah, but I can understand kids' reaction to that.
You can, like, tap a girl and be like, hey, there's something on your pants. You might want to change it. I think you're having a period or something like that. Something that makes it normalized.
It's a maturity thing, because at that age, boys
I'm
are
I'm sure there
really
are
young.
Guys our age and older who still don't want to talk about or know about
it. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong in talking about it. What's so bad about that? But there's nothing wrong with learning about it, I guess.
Yeah. Just learn. Teach your boys.
Yeah. All right, so another one of my hot takes is that poor people should not have children.
I agree.
Really? Poor people should not be having kids because...
I think some people will really,
the poor
really
people will
disagree.
Be mad. If you're poor and you're listening to the podcast, I love
well,
you
okay,
still.
I guess like, it depends on your definition of poor.
I think that if you're in poverty or you struggle to make ends meet without any additional people in your family household and you decide to have a kid, that's not a smart financial move.
I think a lot of people in those situations aren't necessarily deciding to have kids. So this also goes into like... knowledge about birth control and access to birth control, because it's hard to tell someone that they just shouldn't have sex. Everyone's gonna have sex.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying, like, it's hard because I don't think it's always a decision. It's like, oh, something happened.
Yes, it is a decision, because each time you have sex, you need to be wearing a condom or you need to be on birth control.
Condoms can break.
Who cares? I mean,
control method is 100%. I can grab you my birth control and show you the stats of it working. Even if you're on birth control, there's a percentage of a chance of something happening.
Yeah, but I'm sure that percentage is very, very low.
It
so
is
if
low,
you're
but
also
it
on birth control and if you're also wrapping it up, your chances of having a baby should be minimized to the lowest level. It regardless of the freak accidents that happen, your chances of having a baby is going to be hella low. So if you already know that,
happens. You
need to like not be having kids. Like,
I think it's more of a thing of, yeah, taking those precautions to minimize the chances of it happening, because I think it's a terrible thing for kids to be born into poverty.
With no means
for
a future and to succeed.
I'm not saying all that, but I'm saying that it makes it harder. It's a harder life their for chances everybody. Of growing up in poverty, not having access to food, going to bad schools, and it's just, it creates a cycle and it's already, that we see in society.
Yeah, it's already hard enough to manage one kid and then multiple kids and you're still poor. I don't think that's smart. I think that there's a way to go about planning a family. I think that you should only have kids once you're financially able and willing to have a kid.
I guess some people don't even know about family planning as a thing.
I mean, I don't know what to say about that. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, if you definitely don't want to be in a position where you find yourself pregnant, there's ways that you can prevent that.
No, there are. I watched this, it was an old documentary, but it was this documentary about some, like, a black community in somewhere, some projects, and these following girls who fell into teen pregnancy. For me, it was really sad to watch because some of these girls, they weren't taking any precautions to not have a child, mm-hmm. and even after some of them had a child, the reporter's asking, okay, are you using birth control now? And a lot of them were saying no. And to me, that's not, but then they'd ask, are you still having sex? Mm-hmm. Yes. So to me, that's not a smart decision if you know what the potential, what's going to happen mm-hmm. and your situation, why are you doing that? And if, especially if you're not like in a stable relationship,
it's not a good move for whoever you're bringing into the world, and it's not a good move for yourself because you're already struggling as it is. So I think that the poor people are going to be mad at me if you want to have kids, but you don't have the financial means to support a child.
I think not even being poor, even if I feel like at any level of income, you should be aware of what you can afford. Kids are so expensive. Children are so expensive. Yeah,
that's why I don't understand why people are having them.
Be aware of, like, what you can afford, and that is part of what family planning is. Like, okay, I make this much money, I spend this much time at home, what can I really handle?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for you to be... Never mind, let me not say that. Yeah. Let me not say that. But, just be smart.
Yeah.
Be smart. Some people also will be mad at this one.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Dog people are just as crazy as, like, whatever people call crazy cat ladies and people with a bunch of cats. I think dog people at some level are kind of weird. Like, people who are like, oh my god, dogs, 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 and they're so obsessed with it. Do you know those type of people?
Yeah, people that see a dog and like, yeah, mommy, mommy. I'm like, can y'all calm down? They do the same thing with babies. Oh my god, mommy, mommy. No wonder a baby cries all the time, because if I saw somebody coming up to me and going, mommy, mommy, like, I would be crying too.
The way some people talk about their dogs is like their child, really. It's so, I don't know, it's weird to me. Sometimes it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, it's just a dog.
Y'all already know that I don't like animals, especially dogs, as it is. So I already think that people that are obsessed with dogs.
Like, I don't even like them. It's just that people really, I don't know, they treat them like they're humans.
Yeah, dogs aren't humans. Stop dressing them in human clothes. Stop.
Like, people pay crazy money, like, take them to daycare, buy them these outfits, do photo shoots, like...
No, I don't care about dogs or animals. I really don't care.
It's a little much. Like, I'd rather have a cat that I don't have to do any of that with. Like, I just feed it and it's good. It's good to go.
Yeah, pets is not it for me. Another one of my hot takes is about freestyling. So I believe that these days people have truly lost what the meaning of freestyle means. A freestyle is not some pre-prepared written verse that you've already memorized, and then when a beat is given to you, you just recite that same thing that you've memorized. That is not freestyling. Freestyling is being able to recite something just from your brain based on whatever beat is given to you. None of it is prepared.
Who thinks
it's just,
that's what freestyling is?
People do. Megan Thee Stallion thinks that's what freestyling is.
How?
And I have proof. I have proof.
I don't even follow her like that, but I feel like I definitely, in my mind, freestyling is something that you come up with on the spot.
Yes, that's what freestyling is, and these days people forgot what that is.
I think it's because a lot of people, like, being in the rap game now is a lot easier, and it doesn't require the same level of skill that it used to.
Yeah.
A lot of it is the pre-prepared kind of thing you took.
That's not rapping, or that's not freestyling.
It's really not.
It's not. Like, I'm a better freestyler than a lot of these people.
A lot of rappers these days cannot freestyle.
Like, for example, this is Megan Thee Stallion's freestyle that she did for some magazine. So let me play it for you guys.
Made her fucked up and let Houston, Texas get up in here. They saying I'm a freshman, but I spit like I've been here. I had to wipe a couple of bitches out to make it clear. Bitch, I'm the teacher, not your motherfucking peer. Don't compare me to no hoe or try to tell me who I am. If you were so fucking smart, you'd be standing where I stand. So I don't never give a fuck when they be talking about the dumb shit. Even in your best Nikes, bitch, you know I run shit. Going show to show, niggas thought I was on tour. Mama really raised a hustler, ain't no option to be poor. I got bitches linking up, make them all dry the boat. Sent that boy a tongue emoji, that mean let me dry the throat. Niggas wanna knock my head off knowing they can't handle Megan. I am not one of these little bitty bitches that you play with. I got stamina, legs for days, hella cash in the safe, and still won't let you eat it if I put the pussy in your face. Ah.
That is not a freestyle. That is some memorized verse, but that is not a freestyle. I know how to freestyle better than people, honestly. I really could.
Drop one.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I really could. And you know it. Like, whenever I'm buzzed, like, I start rapping, and I'm actually pretty decent at it.
No, like, rap does not require the same skills that it used to 20 years ago.
Like, that is, that just annoyed me, because people are like, whoa, she has bars, she got this. Yes, she has bars, but those are pre-prepared bars. Give me a real freestyle. Drop a beat, and let's see what you really have.
Okay. My hot take is about luxury name brand. I'm talking like Chanel, Yves Saint Laurent, Gucci, whatever, all of that. Honestly, this stuff is not worth it to me. People are out here paying $6,000 for a little bag, right?
Yeah.
And just to flex it on the gram. Or the, oh my God, you know what I hate the most? The Gucci belt.
Oh my God. I'm not even a fan of belts in general. And I think that has more to say with
the purpose of it is not a belt. The purpose of it is to wear it 100 times, tuck your shirt in, and flex it on the gram. Look at me. I got a Gucci belt.
Or Hermes belt. Yeah.
Is that picture you sent to me of that guy? I was like, this is so stupid. The only reason he's taking this picture is because he has a Gucci belt on.
That's stupid. It has a lot to do with materialism and people flexing on Instagram. For me, I think that there's nothing wrong with you wanting to own nice things if you can afford it. Where I have an issue is like just showing off excessively and just being materialistic. Like a lot of these rappers out there showing their diamond chains and bling, I don't care about that. Like that does nothing to me. What am I gonna do with a diamond chain that just sits there for $1 million? You know what I can do with that versus a diamond necklace that does nothing but collect dust? I'm not somebody that cares about that kind of stuff.
I really don't think it's, I mean, if you're like super, super rich, okay, whatever, you have the money to just throw around. But some people, commoners, are out here like spending racks.
So what is your issue exactly?
It's not worth it. Like, people do it for stupid reasons. I don't
purchase material things.
Yeah, I feel like there are people who probably say Yves Saint Laurent and probably don't even know how to say these brands.
Well, I don't think there's no problem in you wanting to have luxury brands. If you can afford it and you got it, that's fine.
But is it for you or is it to flex on people?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, if they have it and they want to show it off, that's fine. But, like, it doesn't do anything for me. So I will be scrolling right through that.
Okay.
Another one of my hot takes is about people and the way that they study. I think that for me, whenever I think of studying is whenever you have your own mindset, it's quiet, and you're able to fully concentrate and enjoy your experience studying. People who study in public loud areas like coffee shops and etc., it doesn't make sense to me, and it's counterproductive. If you're supposed to be studying, why are you going to this loud-ass environment where cups are clanging, people are yelling, oh, your cappuccino is ready! People coming in and out, people making noise, babies crying. What kind of study environment is that? I don't get people that say they go to a public area to study, because to me, I don't think they go there to study. They just go there for the vibe, and they're not even actually studying. They're just doing whatever on the internet and distracting themselves. Like,
interesting. I go to coffee shops all the time to
study. I don't get how people can concentrate in a public area.
I think
area.
It depends on where you're going to. And also, I'm the type of person, if everything around me is super quiet, I get easily distracted because it's easier for, like, a very small sound to, like, grab my attention. And I get very distracted. So if it's quiet, there's nothing going going on around me. I'm going to pull out my phone. I'm going to do whatever. To me, I like a little bit of noise. I don't like crazy loud places, but I like a little bit of noise in an area.
Like, I don't get how one little tiny sound distracts you, but somebody opening the door, somebody clanking coffee, somebody walking by, somebody, a baby crying. Like,
but to me, when there's all this noise going around, it kind of drowns everything else out. For me, like, a small sound... In a coffee shop, there's a lot of noises going around. I usually have my headphones on, but there's still noise around me. So, like, someone opening a door or walking past me is less of a distraction because it's like having white noise. No. You know how some people just need white noise? It helps them go to sleep or whatever.
No, I don't get that at all.
You don't get white noise?
White noise. I don't get ASMR with people crunching into your ear. Like, that's not...
I guess it's just how... Everybody is different. I can't do super quiet places unless, I don't know, like, it has to be really, really, really in me. Like, I have a final the next day. But on a normal basis, I'll go to a coffee shop to study. I'll go there to, I don't know, write an essay. To play. I don't ever go there to play, honestly. To me, I play in my room and it's quiet. That's why I don't study at home.
I guess it's like, I don't know. That's weird.
It's an individual type of thing. I know a lot of people that go to coffee shops, but I also know people that don't like that.
It's funny because I'm an extrovert, but I need a quiet place to study and you're an introvert and you
maybe
need
like, some kind of noise. Maybe that's because if you have anything going around you, you're more likely to go into it. But to me, it's the opposite.
That is so interesting. I wonder if y'all feel that way. If you're introverted or extroverted, what kind of places do y'all like to study in? Like, let us know. I think that'd be interesting to know.
Oh, I know a couple friends that are introverts and they go to coffee shops a lot. I think it just depends on what type of environment you like to study in.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't mind a place that's noisy. I don't like going to the PCL fifth floor because
I don't like the PCL in general.
But coffee shops I do like, and later in the night they get quieter, and there are a couple of 24-hour coffee shops. So to me, one, it's partly safety because if I walk to campus, I'm gonna have to walk back home. But a coffee shop, I'm driving there, I can stay there as long as I want, and just hop in my car and drive back into my garage or go in my elevator. Don't have to deal with people outside. So there's a lot of different factors.
Yeah.
You think people are crazy if they go to coffee
shop? I just think it's counterproductive. If you're trying to be productive, why do you need an environment?
Do you think
noise?
I don't study?
I don't know. That's what I really think. Because whenever I see study on the fifth floor, I'm like, these people are not studying. They're like twerking in the corner.
I feel like in quiet, it really depends. There are people who go there with their friends and they just talk. But that can mean a loud environment or a quiet environment. You could get a study room with your friends and still be talking the whole entire time.
That's true.
Because I've been in that situation.
Yeah.
And it's annoying.
I get that.
Okay.
My next hot take is... Whenever somebody gets hurt, they hit their head on something really hard, and somebody tells them, "Are you okay?" Obviously, the person is not okay. Why are you asking that? No, okay, do you hit your head really hard and you're fine?
Yes. Like, really? I'm not, maybe I'll be in a little bit of pain, but I'm not okay to the point where I need someone else's
attention. I've seen situations where somebody gets kicked in the face with a soccer ball or something, they get a nosebleed and somebody's asking, "Are you okay?"
Okay, well, obviously, I used to play soccer. If I got hit in the head, unless I'm really in pain, I'm fine.
So if you have no blood trickling down your face, you're fine.
Yes, maybe I am.
No, I think you're disagreeing to disagree.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. Like, I played soccer, so like I got hit a lot. I think one time that something really happened, I wasn't okay. One time I got kicked in the shin, I still have a scar from it, and it was, like, white. I literally just stopped, and I was like, oh, my God, I think I can see my bone or something.
Ew,
like
that's
that.
Disgusting.
And in that moment, I was like, I'm not okay. But if I got hit in the head with a soccer ball, I'd be like, I'm fine. Like maybe I need 30 seconds to, like, recollect, but I don't need to.
No, even I've seen people just, like, fall down, like, out of nowhere, carrying a whole bunch of books and stuff, and they look disheveled and crazy. People are like, are you okay? Don't ask them if they're okay. Say, hey, how can I help? Or, damn, that hurts. Like, don't say, are you okay? Because they're okay. They're in a...
Well, the thing is, you don't want to intrude in someone's space if they're okay and they don't want it. It's one of those things that's like a politeness. Hey, are you okay?
You can still be polite and say, hey...
No, because if I'm fine and someone's coming over to me, I don't want you in my space. Like, it's one of those things. I don't want you in personal space trying to help me up when I'm fine.
Well, that's not you. They're not trying to help you. They're just asking, are you okay? But there's different ways that you can, like,
what
monitor somebody.
Say?
You can say... is it hurt? How bad is it? Do you need to go to the hospital? You don't need to say, are you okay?
Do you need to go to the hospital?
Yes, you need to ask that. If somebody's having an asthma attack, don't say, are you okay? This person
okay,
is that, having an asthma attack.
If they're having an asthma attack, no. You could say, what's wrong?
No, but people do that. I've had an asthma attack and people are like, are you okay, Justin?
You have asthma?
I used to have asthma when I was younger and then it went away.
But I stopped when I was like four.
Our lungs just get stronger over time and you just outgrow it. But people would say, Justin, are you okay? No, I'm about
well,
to die.
They tell you the no then. What's wrong with saying you're
they
okay?
They see that I'm in distress. Don't ask people I'm okay because I'm not.
But some people don't want to be bothered.
I'd rather you not say anything than to ask a dumbass question like, are you okay?
Okay, well, if someone wants help, then they'll say, no, I'm not okay. Like, I need this or that. One time my cousin was having an asthma attack at my house, and so I still had an inhaler in my house, but it was very old and expired because I had asthma when I was really young. But we asked, are you okay?
Do you need help is much better in my opinion than are you okay. This person doesn't look okay, so move to the next step, get help.
Interesting take.
Another hot take I have is okay, when people post pictures of their food, a lot of people feel pride whenever they cook a meal and they think that it looks good, and they post it to the internet for everybody to see, and sometimes it looks like trash. I'm like, why did you post that? Like, if your food doesn't look good, don't take a picture of it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this one girl I guess I'm friends with on Facebook, one time she's like, oh my god, I'm so proud of this meal. It was rice, the frozen mixed vegetables, and bland white chicken. I was like, why are you posting this? Isn't this embarrassing?
It's embarrassing.
To you?
It's like
frozen mixed vegetables, and you're telling me why. I'm so proud of myself. Please be proud in private.
Yeah, because that's, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's like really humiliating
that's
to post something that anybody could make, like a bowl of cereal. Oh, look at this.
Who
like,
posts a bowl of cereal?
I'm sure people do when they sprinkle some like fruits and stuff on there. They think it looks beautiful and popping. Anybody can do that. The same thing with people going to a restaurant, ordering something that you could easily made at home, and then posting a picture of it. Like, that looks like trash, and I could have made it at home. You're not trying to impress me. Like, that.
Do people post it to impress people?
I don't know why they post it. Why
I
do
post
you think
food.
People post it?
I post food. You've seen it.
Why do you post it?
Just because I like it.
If you like it, why can't you, like, enjoy it without showing the world? Like,
I don't
you
always post my food,
everything
but
is
sometimes
done with intention.
I think stuff looks good to me, but I'm not thinking about it. And I keep it back on my food eats and noms.
But Instagram is a public internet service or a public app. So if you're posting something on a public platform, you have intention. You're wanting people to see it.
I don't care if they think. If they don't.
But you're still posting it for a reason, for people to see it, right?
I guess for people to see it, and then also for me to go back to it, because I have like 12,000 photos in my camera. I can't even think of words. So sometimes it's nice to have it in one place. Sometimes I post up on my story that I'm like, I don't really want a lot of people see it, but I post it there for a reason and for myself.
I also feel like another one of my hot takes is about Starbucks. I feel like people that go to Starbucks are only doing it for clout. Why are you spending $5 on something that you can make at home? Like, I feel like people
what
like to show
$5
off.
$5 that you can make at home?
No, I mean, like, if you bought coffee,
like
it's much cheaper
general,
to do that.
I think, okay, I'm not going to go to a coffee shop just to buy a cup of coffee. But
Some people do that.
Sometimes I'll do that. If I'm wanting to go to a coffee shop and I don't want to be harassed by the employees for not buying anything, I'll buy the cheapest thing on the menu, which is a small cup of coffee. Otherwise, I feel like this is a general coffee shop kind of thing, because even I've been to a lot of coffee shops that are more expensive than Starbucks, so I don't know.
No, I think
it's like the whole eating out thing, though. Why not just make it at home? Anything is cheaper to make at home.
Yes,
really.
Anything is cheaper, but there's some things that restaurants offer that you can't make at home, whether that you don't have
well,
the ingredients.
I can't make a latte at home.
I mean, some people have French presses and all kinds of
French press
stuff.
Isn't for a latte. So
I'm not a coffee. Yeah,
because
I don't care.
Okay.
Also, people that drink
so
coffee.
So how is it for clout?
Coffee is overrated. I don't know why people are so obsessed. Gotta have my morning gel. Like, why you don't need to. Coffee
no,
is
it's
so
an
stupid.
Addiction. If you need it every morning, it's an addiction because you need that caffeine. But I don't have a problem. I mean, it's a personal choice. I don't ever go to a coffee shop for clout. Like, I don't really post
no,
my coffee.
No, people, like, show walking with their Starbucks cup. Look. Like, nobody cares.
Okay, some people do that, but I really don't, like, I post food on my Instagram stories, but I never post my coffee because I go to coffee shops a lot. Well, not as much, but during school, I went to coffee shops a lot, and I don't, like, I'm not thinking about it. You probably don't know all the coffee that I drink. No. But I can't make espresso. Like, I can't pull espresso shots and steam milk.
But the obsession is what I don't get. Why the same thing that people are obsessed with dogs? I don't get it. Like, who cares about coffee? Like, what is the big deal? Like, people are obsessed with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think people are just addicted to coffee. Like, my dad drinks coffee every single morning, but he's not going to go to Starbucks. But every morning, he brews a thing of coffee. So this is inspired by one of my coworkers. I think that people apologize too much. So in my office, there's a lot of, there's hallways, and you know, when you come around a corner, like someone else can be coming around, right? Mm-hmm. So after a couple of days, I realized this happens a lot. People just kind of run into each other, not physically, but you stop and you're like, oh, okay. But there's this one guy in my office. Every time this happens, he goes, apologies, apologies, apologies. I'm like, why are you saying sorry every time? It just happens. But not only with that type of situation, I think people are quick to apologize. The same way people are quick to say it's fine.
I think our generation is just overly sensitive. If you bumped into somebody, I think instead of... That's a reason to say I'm sorry. But people, sometimes when I'm shopping in Walmart or something, somebody will like walk past me and be like, oh, sorry. Like, what, like,
why are you saying sorry?
Like, it's just weird. Like, everyone
does. I can't see you around the corner. We both stumbled. You don't, just keep walking.
Everybody is just, in my opinion, just afraid to offend somebody else. So whether that's with what's coming out of your mouth or even simply walking in front of somebody and not causing any kind of commotion or anything, people feel the need to apologize.
Stop apologizing. Stop saying sorry for everything. Honestly, it annoys me.
Like, it only makes sense if you did something like... I'd say sorry if I accidentally cut somebody off if I'm driving. That's a reason to say sorry. Apologize when it's necessary.
You ran into me 5 times today, and this happens every day. Stop saying sorry.
Instead, I think maybe that person should say, excuse me.
Say excuse me or something. The way he says it is so formal. Apologies. I wish you guys could see my face right now. Apologies. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Our generation is just overly sensitive. Like, everything doesn't warrant an apology. Just keep it moving. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything at all.
True. And you know what? I also hate that fake smile. Oh my God.
What's my fake smile?
The fake smile. You know when you're walking towards someone, but you're not close enough to really say hi, but you're obviously going to pass each other. You know, you're walking the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. And it's like, a smile, not really through teeth, but like a kind of smile just to appease.
What are you supposed to do instead?
Just keep walking.
I think that if you make eye contact, there's nothing wrong with saying good morning to that person.
Okay, if I say good morning, but it's like people are always walking around. So it's like...
Do you do it?
When people do it to me, I do, but I'd rather just walk by you.
But there's no...
I don't know if that's hard, like, a rude thing.
It's hard because it's like a rude thing if somebody's walking and you notice their presence and you start looking down at your phone.
No, I'm not like looking... Well, I don't really carry around my phone at work, but it's like I just keep walking. Just keep walking. Keep moving. Know. My mom calls it the Oyubo smile.
Really? Yeah. The white people smile?
Yeah. because I didn't used to smile a lot. Maybe I still don't. But she said... You can even give me the Oyubo smile. You know, when white people are walking down the street, they even just smile at you. She's like, please just give me something.
My next hot take is about sharing a bed. Like, people...
With
your significant other, your husband, your wife, whatever. I just don't like the idea of sharing a bed with somebody because...
Have you ever shared a bed with someone?
No.
Okay, so where's your opinion coming from?
Because I don't, like, I just don't like being around people like that. I don't like being touched. So I just know that that's not for me because people fart when they sleep. People snore when they sleep. When I sleep, I just want to be by myself. I want to have space to think for myself without having this other hot, sweaty body next to me. I just want to be able to have my own space and be able to think out loud. And
think out loud in your sleep?
I mean, just be able to think and just be alone with my thoughts. I don't like having
sleeping. What thoughts?
Well, first of all, I don't sleep. So I need, like, to be on my phone. I just need to...
Maybe you need to start sleeping.
No. I mean, of course I do, but... That's just not for me. I don't get the idea of, like, sharing a bed with somebody. Like, your bed can be... You can have your own bed, but I don't want to, like, share my space with somebody else.
It's just another form of intimacy in a relationship.
I guess, but...
It's like being close to someone.
Some people are married and they sleep on separate beds.
Yeah.
Do you think that's weird?
Yeah.
Why?
because shouldn't you want to be next to your partner as much as you can?
Why do they have to?
I didn't say
you're already married. Like, how much closer do you need to be?
Well, a lot of people are married, also have jobs, and you spend a lot of time at work and doing other things.
But you see them, like, whenever you have time together. So, like, you go to bed together.
Like, I mean, I guess you do, but also, like, a lot of people kind of stay in bed a little bit before they actually go to sleep. So it's like that whole pillow talk thing, and like you spend time in bed, you talk, you end the night together. It's like you don't go to bed mad. You spend the night.
I wouldn't mind like having separate rooms.
I think that's fine. To each their own, really. But I don't. I think it is kind of strange when people say like they're married and they sleep in different rooms.
Like you can sleep in my bed, and then when we're done, you can go back to your room. But until like
interesting. Okay. Okay, I have one last hot take. My hot take is that baby birthday parties are pointless. I just really, so many people put a lot of money into like their first birthday party.
It's funny because my next hot take also deals with birthdays, but what do you consider a baby? Like 1 year old?
Okay, I mean like one and two. I think some kids can start remembering around three.
So there's no reason to have a birthday party.
I mean, you can have like a small little thing with your family. There's no reason to be getting these fancy cakes, doing all these crazy decorations and whatnot. Like, have a little thing with your family. Oh, my baby turned one. Hooray. Let's get together, eat, goodbye. But like, doing these extravagances is just, it doesn't make sense.
I guess it depends on the degree to which you're going out and balling out on your 1 year old's birthday.
Some people be balling out, like it's sweet 16.
I mean, 1 year of life is very important as well, because some babies don't make it to live to 1 year.
No, I understand that, but I think it's something, in my opinion, I'd rather spend it with like my family and just like do a small thing and be happy and cherish that moment.
Some people might say the same thing about weddings. Why are you going all out for weddings?
Because some people like small weddings.
Because if you get, especially if you get divorced with that person, you did this whole shebang just to.
But I don't think I have a choice if I have a small wedding. Nigerian small wedding does not exist.
There's no such thing.
So no matter what, even if I don't invite anyone myself, my parents will be inviting people, and my wedding will not be small.
Yeah.
So, no choice.
Yeah, no choice for you. But I don't know. I think that it is important to have a big celebration for a one-year-old. I guess when you're spending a whole lot of money on all the props and stuff, I don't think that's necessary. But I think a big gathering just to celebrate the life of your baby is fine. I think it's just, I have a problem with going over the top. But, like, if you want to have a big party, I don't see anything wrong with that. Because whenever that kid grows up and they see pictures of them for their one-year-old birthday, they're going to see how they were surrounded with love and how they were celebrated on their first year of life. So I don't have an issue with that.
I think you can get the same effect with, like, small things.
It's different.
Having them, like, put their face in the cake, blowing it out for them behind them. Oh, I blew it out. Yay, excited. Da-da-da-da. I guess, like, to me, a small thing is, like, my family, but my family's actually kind of big.
Yeah.
So, like, small to me is probably big to other people.
Bigger than most people.
But to me, like, small is just my family. But my family's also, like, 30, 40 people. So.
Ooh, my last final hot take is about birthday months. I don't think that it's necessary for people to dedicate an entire month for the celebration of your birthday. You've already had your sweet 16. You've already had your 21st birthday party. At this stage in your life, why are you having a whole birthday month? I think it's kind of conceited to have a whole month dedicated to your birthday, because there's only 12 months in a year. So one out of 12 months is dedicated to your entire birthday. I don't think that's necessary at all.
I don't think it's necessary. People just like being celebrated, and like, I guess it's an excuse to ball out for your birthday, or like be like, this
ball
is my
out,
birthday
ball
month.
Out when it's necessary.
I'm gonna do all of this. Like, I know this girl, she travels a lot, but I think maybe last year for her birthday, she did a whole like birthday month. She was traveling here and here. Like, I think she went to Dubai. Like, she was just doing all this crazy stuff. But, I mean, you don't go to Dubai for a weekend.
Right.
You know, it's, like, a big thing.
You know what? I don't have any issue with birthday months as long as you're celebrating it whenever it's, like, big stages in your life. Your 16th birthday, you can have a birthday month. Your 21st birthday, I guess you can have a birthday month. Your 50th birthday, that's a big milestone. Have a birthday month.
What are you doing?
My dad had a big-ass party for his 50th birthday.
At 16. Man, if you're having a birthday month at 16, you're privileged.
Oh my god. But yeah, big stages in your life. If you want to celebrate this, celebrate that. But I think for any random year, you don't need a month to celebrate your birthday, because I wish you happy birthday, but I'm not going to care about your birthday any day after that. Yeah, that's it.
I'm out of hot takes.
Yeah,
for this
so am
week.
I. Like, we ran through a lot. I hope you guys liked our hot takes. Or I wonder if y'all, like,
agreed or disagree
with what we had to say.
I think there have been times where we've had hot takes and y'all have been a little salty,
Rihanna,
mad.
They were really mad about that. People, I don't know what other hot takes people were mad at. I'll have to go back and look. But yeah, y'all have not agreed with every single one of our hot takes. But yeah, let us know what you thought about our takes and send us some of y'all's hot takes. Look at my British accent, hot takes.
Hot takes.
I know, I'd be interested to find out what y'all's unpopular opinions are. So let us know what y'all think. But yeah, we have a letter this week, actually. Somebody DM'd us a question, and their question was, if you could go any place in the world, where would you go and why? So I'll let you go first.
I would go to, like, the French countryside because for a long time, I really liked French. Like, I took French in high school and middle school. I really like the culture, the language. The food is a big thing for me also. I really like baking, so, like, croissant. It's not croissant. Croissant.
Whatever. Croissant. That's what I say.
Baguettes, like, I just like the food aspect of it, and I think the French countryside is really beautiful. A lot of culture there, and just nice.
There's
I
not
go.
Interesting. There's not really a place that I would want to go on this earth. The place that I want to go kind of doesn't really exist.
You don't want to go anywhere on this earth?
I mean, there's places I'm sure I'd like to visit, but, like, a place that I'd be interested to go is hell. I think that... I am interested to see what hell is, because honestly, whenever...
You don't want to go to heaven?
No, heaven is boring as hell.
How do you know? What if it's the time of your life?
No, okay, this is what heaven is. People, angels playing the harp,
okay, that's,
classical
that's
music.
That's what this, like, idea of heaven is. But heaven, the idea of hell is also, like, hellfire, and it's, like,
no,
eternal damnation.
No, it's not. Hell is a club. Hell.
Oh, Lord,
no, hell is so fun. People
You're
are having fun. People are dancing and twerking, like... Hell is
that's
a hell of a
hell
time.
That's the hell I've heard of.
No, that's what I
the
imagine
hell I've
hell
heard
is.
Of is thunder, fire, raining fire.
No.
Oh,
in
God.
Heaven, people are so nice. Blessed be the fruit. Like,
you think heaven is Handmaid's Tale.
Heaven is not it.
Handmaid's Tale is hell.
Every time somebody talks to you, they're reading scriptures from the Bible. I don't want to hear all that. I want to have fun. Like,
you think it's fun to be eternally damned?
No, that's not what's going to happen in hell for me. I don't think
then
so.
Then what's the point of it? But you think hell is supposed to be fun? Hell is supposed to be the worst time of year.
Hell is a party. All the people that party.
That's not what hell is.
Hell, yeah, it's a good-ass club.
What do you guys think hell is? I want to know. Because when I think hell, I don't think party.
Heaven, I don't think party either. Heaven
I don't necessarily
is boring.
Think party, but I think heaven is something that, like, I feel like everyone has different heavens is kind of how I imagine it. Like, what would be a good life for you? Because it's supposed to be this eternal life thing, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, when I think of hell, I think the worst time of your life.
Hell no. Like... No pun intended, but no, hell I think would be lit. Let me know what y'all think.
Then everyone would want to go to hell if it was going to be lit.
Like,
no
people,
one would want to go
the
to
only
heaven.
Reason people don't want to go to hell now is because people have been conditioned to think that hell is this horrible place. How would you know?
How would you know heaven is boring?
How would you know heaven is not boring?
I don't know what heaven
exactly.
or hell is. I'm not dead.
Exactly. Maybe that should be my hot take.
What? You can't know what they are?
Yeah, you don't know what these things are. I don't know.
True.
But let us know what y'all think. Would y'all rather go to heaven or hell? Like, your idea of heaven and your idea of hell, based on what Nikki and I said, which place would you rather go?
Have you watched The Good Place? The Good Place.
No, I need
okay.
to watch it.
You should watch it because your take is interesting on that. Yeah, watch it.
Okay.
I don't want to give any spoilers.
It's on Netflix, too.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was only on Hulu. Mm-mm. But anyway, if you have watched The Good Place, you know... maybe why I think I'd rather go to heaven than to hell.
Okay, I'll watch it and then maybe I'll update y'all and maybe I've changed my mind, but we'll see. But yeah, I hope you guys liked this episode. Thank you for sending in that question. And if you guys want to send us questions, you can DM us at Polar Opposites Pod on Instagram.
Or you can email us at polaropposites.pod@gmail.com. We're just happy that you guys are listening.
Yeah, honestly, y'all... if we all weren't listening, like, we wouldn't be doing this, to be honest. But yeah, follow us, you know, become a patron. You know, we have Patreon now, so all the bonus content based on past episodes and future episodes, y'all will get access to first. So yeah, just help support the show, I guess.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will catch you next week.